知行英语 Listen and share。
Floating head and a cat， 漂浮的女头，神秘的野猫。Finally, after staring at it for a few moments, I decided the cat really must be there.And I really wanted to go out, so I was going to let it out. So I opened the door. I watched, fully expecting this cat to come walking out into the hallway. But instead, my dog bounded, as if you were chasing this cat, which of course now wasn't there any longer. That could have been the end of the story. But the next morning,My husband, who doesn't believe in ghosts or the afterlife, mentioned he wanted to speak to me about something while we were making the bed. He made me promise not to tell anyone while we were visiting because he did not want to get laughed at for something he doesn't even believe in. He went on to tell me that around 2 in the morning, he had suddenly woke up.And found the room filled with mist or smoke. He thought this was strange. And then he said he could make out the head of a woman at the foot of the bed, hovering in all this mist. At first, he thought this woman was me. So he asked if I was all right. He said he nearly had a heart attack when I groaned softly next to him.I had no memory of him asking me anything, but I guess I was asleep. I 又注视着他，端详了片刻，最终确定那里就是有一只猫，而且他确实就是想出去。于是我便打算将它放出去，打开了房门，我看着它，满以为这只猫会走到走廊里去，但它还是在那儿。倒是我的那只狗在我开门时跃了起来，好像是要去抓那只猫，这时猫已流烟地跑了。故事到这里也许应该就结束了，但是在第二天早晨收拾床时，我丈夫，一个从来不相信鬼神、不相信阴符来世的人，说他想告诉我点事儿。他还让我发誓在逗留的这段时间内不要告诉任何人，因为他不想被别人因为自己从来不相信的东西而取笑自己。接着他告诉我，大约在凌晨点左右，他突然惊醒，发现房间里烟雾弥漫，觉得很奇怪。然后他接着讲，在床的尾处，他竟然发现有一个女人头飘在烟雾当中盘旋。起初他以为那个女人是我，于是他就问了一句，你没事吧？也就在这时，他说自己差点就心脏病发作了，因为他听到我就在他身边轻轻地朝他哼了两声。不过我倒没记着他问我什么事儿，我想那时已经睡着了。讲解一下相关的语言点。 Let out， 把什么放出去，这里是说主人公想把 cat 放出去。英语当中恰好有一个词组叫做 let the cat out of the bag， 它的意思是秘密，尤其是很重要很关键的那种。据说这种说法已经有几百年了，据说早在超市或杂货店出现之前， 人们通常在当地的市场买菜。乳猪是采购单上一样很抢手的食物。由于乳猪会乱动，当顾客挑选好并结账后，商人为了运送方便，就把猪塞进一个口袋里递给顾客。可有的时候，奸商会利用顾客一时走神，把一只流浪猫冒充猪放进袋子里，直到顾客回家把猫从袋子里拿出来， Let the cat out of the bag， 才发现这个骗局。 Could have been 表示与过去事实相反的推测，含有本来可以之意，比如 He could have finished the job but he was very ill， 他本来可以完成那项工作的，但是病得太厉害了。 Believe in， 相信。我们要注意这个词同 believe 的区别。 Believe 表示相信，信以为真。比如说 Do you believe his report？ 你相信他的报告吗？而 believe in 的意思则是信任、信仰，它通常指的是相信宗教、理论等等，后面常常接的是A religion, ghosts, fairies 等词。比如说 We do not believe in ghosts， 我们不相信鬼神。 Make out， 分辨中、辨认中。比如说下雨天的时候，我们常常看不清交通标志，用英语说就是 I can't make out the traffic signs in the rain。这里我们还可以学习 make out 的另一个意思，理解、明白。 I can't make out these words， 我不知道他的话是什么意思。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。Finally, after staring at it for a few moments, I decided the cat really must be there and it really wanted to go out, so I was going to let it out. So I opened the door. I watched, fully expecting this cat to come walking out into the hallway, but instead, my dog bounded out, as if he were chasing this cat, which of course,Now wasn't there any longer. That could have been the end of the story. But the next morning, my husband, who doesn't believe in ghosts or the afterlife, mentioned he wanted to speak to me about something while we were making the bed. He made me promise not to tell anyone while we were visiting because he did not want to get laughed at for something he doesn't even believe in.He went on to tell me that around 2 in the morning, he had suddenly woke up and found the room filled with mist or smoke. He thought this was strange, and then he said he could make out the head of a woman at the foot of the bed, hovering in all this mist. At first, he thought this woman was me, so he asked if I was all right.He said he nearly had a heart attack when I groaned softly next to him. I had no memory of him asking me anything, but I guess I was asleep.
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。